Soldiers' health has been in the spotlight. There have been revelations of inadequate care and poor medical facilities at the nation's flagship hospital for vets. That, along with criticism by veterans groups about President Bush's budget proposal, has some state lawmakers saying Wisconsin needs to do more. West Ellis Democrat Tony Staskunas wants to create a temporary health care insurance program for vets. He says many soldiers are going without needed medical services because they can't afford it or get the government to pay for it.
About half of the uninsured veterans had incomes that placed them outside of eligibility for VA health care and did not have access to employer-based health insurance.
Representative Staskunas estimates such a program might cost around $15 million. Other legislative proposals would improve property tax credits for vets and compile a voluntary registry of soldiers past and present. That way, patterns of medical problems might be easier to spot and vets easier to contact about available services. In addition, Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson wants federal legislation that would allow wounded National Guard and Reserve members to get medical care closest to home without losing pay or other military benefits. The Republican chair of the Assembly Veterans Committee, Terry Musser, says he's been working with Democrats to help vets meet the economic challenges they face after they leave the military. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.